Okay.
Right.
Well, you can.
There's something here that makes it impossible to interpret. What? Yezel Azeh is impossible. What do you mean any more than Zel Azeh? What kind of halacha is that? But if you take a look at Tafach's edition, you'll see it's a misprint. Okay. Frankel edition, I think, also is has it. Ain't no muadim was that. We don't become muadim, period. Okay. I think Frankel also has, I don't know what the justification for this gears is, but. The thing is, I give the Brisker of tremendous credit that he didn't have the right to girsa, but he didn't. He simply disregarded it. He knew there's something wrong. Just that he disregarded it. Because if you say in about themselves, you never get out of it. There's no way to explain it. But that's an important limud. For learning in general, I mean, a lot of times, you know, the gears is not exact. I mean, and you wouldn't know it, and you could start trying to work it out, and you're just not workable.
Right.
Pretty amazing that he knew there was something wrong there, just didn't go with it. But,
and then sometimes you have the client who didn't have the right gears, and, still works, yeah.
Okay, Yirin Shem Magad Mishnah.
Yirin Shem Magad Mishnah Shapasa, Vizel Shana. Zed Shura Haistadin, Amor Bishnah. Sheeno Chayim Shabakur. Kim Tin Katurin Menamisa, Dindu Shlul Yasu Mwadin, Akam Shana.
Okay, so what's his question? In other words, well, okay, I'll put it in conceptual terms. Define it. I mean, you know, like why?
You say you can still have a state of muad, and it seems like it's a p'tur misa. But
what?
I mean, the shein muad has no connection to the chovas misa. You can have a p'tur misa, and you can still have a shein muad. So why is he connecting that?
Yeah, but you're not putting it in conceptual terms. You're repeating what he's saying, but and it's true, but you're not giving, you're not fleshing it out.
Isn't one in terms of an onesh and one in terms of chiyuv mamonis?
Well, yeah, but you got to, let's say you had to explain it to a kid. I mean, how would you explain it? What's the difference between the two? Just say there's a difference, I mean. But you're not hitting the point. Say it again. You're getting closer. That's better. The Chiyuv Nisa The reason why he's not chayav misa is because the whole animal didn't do it. The animal didn't do it by itself. So the animal's not chayav misa if it's not entirely the animal. But that has to do with the chayav misa. But mu'ud and tamus has to do with the nature of the animal. It's either tamus means it's not subject to be mazik, and mu'adus is where it acquired the trait. What do I care if it acquired the trait through yagichu or acherim? It doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with shmiras ha'ashor in terms of the zikin. That's a separate halacha in misa that the animal's not chayv. There's no chayvus of misa if it wasn't the animal itself. That's halacha in killing the animal. But in terms of shmiras ha'ashor, how does that show that there's no chayv shor where the shor's trait became a muad, the person to show me the Baal knows that he's old lahazik, he's not a tam, he should be chayav nezek sholem. What's it got to do with it? It's two separate things. In chayav misa, you could say there's no chayav misa on an ox unless it's the ox. But in terms of his chayvus of shmira and nezikin, what difference does it make why he became a muad? Fact is, he's old lahazik, and he's the Darko Lahazik, and he's and the Bailam know it, and they have a Chiv Shmira. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Two separate things. Okay? Misa Hashor is a separate Jeris Akasav, Misa Hashor. Misa Hashor is not something that's necessary, it has nothing to do with Nezikin. It's like a Chiv Misa's Bezdin on the shore, on the Chefza Shal Shor. So that's only when it's the whole shore. There's no extraneous causes involved. But in terms of shmiras ashor, muadus means it acquired a certain nature. When it acquires a certain nature, there's a chiv shmiras bailam, and if the bailam aren't shoma, the chayav nezek sholem. So over here, what do I care why it came about? Okay? Right? Does it make sense? Okay. Two different categories completely. There's no logic to say that the Loshia Gihu Acherim goes on Muadus. On the contrary, for whatever reason he acquired the nature of being Mazik, that's the reason why he requires Shmiras Muad. Okay, and he's Chayav Nezek Sholem. All right, that's his question. Okay, go ahead. That's exactly his question. That's exactly the Rebbe's question. What's the difference why he became a mu'ud? Fact is, now, that's a straight. What? Mishasa kabel shel chaver b'chavero. The Rambam already paskin chayev balakelov. Okay, go ahead. Magid Mishnah Kosvel Zev, but that's not the. It's not such good kasha. Go ahead. Magid Mishnah Kosvel Zev Zelashano. That's correct. So the Rambam is consistent. That there's no tamus and mu'adus if it's shisui or if it's malamdan aso ligach. So he's saying the lishitasam. So what is the Rebbe adding in his second question? Nice, nice, beautiful, logical approach. I mean, the way you go step by step. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. He made a nice move. At the Rivet is, how would you interpret what he's saying? The Rivet is not trying to prove that the Rambam holds that there's Tamas and Muadas in Shisui or in Melamden Asaligach. Rambam is consistent. But all he's trying to show is that there's a Chi of Nezikin. And once there's the Chi of Nezikin, so it's the category of Nezikin, so therefore it shouldn't make any difference why he became a Muad. If the Rambam at Paskin that is it's Mufka from Nezikin, so then it will be okay. And from this, so why doesn't he bring a raya from the Shor at Shor Shem Sachkin Atom Lanas Oliach itself? Why does he have to go to Shisi Akelev? In other words, why does Rav have to go back to the Rambam before? Why doesn't he just take the Rambam right here? Right? So what's the answer? No, because the answer is, I think the answer is, because over here it's not clear that he's chayav at all. Maybe he's pater. But the term mu'ud could mean like other mu'ud lolam, you know, like it means there's no chayavs. He doesn't say openly they're chayav like a tam. So he goes back to Shisui, where over there he's definitely, you see, he holds his chayav like a tam. You see, there's a chayavs of Nezikin. That's what I think. I mean, I'm reading between the lines a little bit, but that's what I think. Okay, makes sense. Okay. Okay, just showing you that the Magen Mishnah is consistent. Very good. Very clear.
Ready?
Yes.
The Ma'ariv Mishnah, when he puts him at the bottom of the page there, he says, "Lina Rashatu Muad in Shalom Al Chatzi Nezek," and then he goes on to say, "Tam." So is he saying that it's a Muad that has like the chayos of a Tam, or is he saying that descriptively it's a Muad, but it really has the chalos of a Tam?
Give me that one once more.
Sorry. When he says the Magen Mishnah, he quotes there at the bottom.
He's quoting by the Magen Mishnah, right?
He says, "V'liyar shafil muad im shalom alachasim nezek kevim shiluas ameyakma alayvei shisur."
Right.
Right. It's like, "Mirim b'dinisas adam shuartad and potter kiyach lusha yisu afkan dino kitam." So he calls it both muad, and then he says dino kitam. So is he saying descriptively it's a muad, and its chalos is of a tam? Or is he saying that, like, really the chaloshim of the shore would be a muad, but his chayos would be a tam?
What's the first way?
That descriptively it's a muad, whatever, he attacked three times. but it has a chaloshim tam. That there's just no hadah.
And what's the other way?
That it has a chaloshim muad, but we just give it as chayvus of a tam of chatzi neder.
What's the difference what you call it?
I think it's a different category.
What?
I just think it's a different category.
No, if you're gonna pay like a tom, all he wants to say is that no, it didn't award us here. So if it goes through, if it's mazik three times, there's no din muad. It only has the shivas of a tom.
That's all.
Well, I can't have a shame muad. I mean, shame muad with regard to what? Shame muad. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference whether you call muad or you don't call muad. You call muad, it's descriptive. But in Chiyuv and Mammon, it's going to be Chiyuv and Mammon of a Tom.
But you can use the dog as a Muad beforehand. Like, if the cow was a Muad, it had done its own, it would have been high Nezik Shalik. But since in this particular Nezik, you incited it, therefore, it's only Chatzi Nezik.
You got to get a little close to the mic there.
I thought you were saying that even though the dog really is a Muad, it was Mazik like 20 times beforehand, and if it was Mazik on its own again, it would have been Nezik Shalik. It really is a Muad, the dog. But since in this particular instance it was mazik through shisoi, therefore it's like a tam. Like really, we're talking about a muad.
Yeah, well, that's what it's talking about.
Right. So it's but the dog is a muad. It has a shame muad in general.
I don't understand muad. Why are you so hung up on what you call it? Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. In other words, the main idea is that there's no eschivus of muad. Because it's ki yigach v'loshi yigachu acherim, and that's what the Brisker Rebbe is asking. That he's saying, why should that play a role with the Nezikin? No, with ki yigach, it's the same question. He's asking the same question. He's repeating himself. He's showing you the Rav Mag is consistent, and he's showing you it's the Rambam. But the question is the same question he raised at first, that ki yigach v'loshi yigachu acherim is very good when it comes to a chi of Nisan the Shor, which is a separate institution of Gzeres HaKosov. So over there you say if it wasn't a complete Shor on his own, says no, you don't kill the Shor. But it has nothing to do with it with the Nezikin. And Nezikin, as long as it's Mazik, as long as it's Mazik three times, so it has a different status of a Mazik. And the Baal is a chi of Shmira, of a Muad. It just makes sense like that. Same question. You don't have to get involved in terminologies.
I'm not sure if I'm belaboring the point, but I think a difference in the cases that, like if I just had the short case, I would have said that, like, you can't create a shame muad through, like, forcing them to attack each other. That would, like, even if they attacked each other three times, I wouldn't give it a shame muad. But if this shore had a shame muad through a different way, normally through normal goring, then it wouldn't be putter if it killed the person. It would be chayav because there's a shame muad from another place, and it's a shame muad that killed the person. But the kelev case is trying to show that even though the kelev was a muad, it got the shame muad through a normal way. Since in this meiser, it killed the person through meiser shisoi, your putter. I mean, it's like two different things. One is to create the shame muad through three times, and the other is this particular act that you chayiv on it. You know, it's a sure chayiv because it in this particular one.
I don't get it.
Like, by the shore case, like if you read the simple read in the round, means you take a normal shore.
What are you trying to do, mechalek in the shore and the caliph?
Yeah, like it's definitely if there's a bigger chiddush coming out of the caliph than you would have had from the shore. Let's say the shore was a muad anyway. Normally, it gored like 40 cows.
But it doesn't say there was a muad anyways.
Exactly. So that's the chiddush I'm teaching. You can't create a shame muad through forcing them to attack each other. You
can't create the shame muad through an external incitement.
Exactly, right. That's what I would have said from the short case. But by the kelv case, let's say it got the shame muad on its own, normally.
Where?
By, let's say, the kelv. The kelv was a kelv muad.
Without shisui?
Yeah, without shisui. It was a muad.
But that's not the case. The case is it became it's because of shisui.
No, I'm saying that's the chiddush he's trying to say is that even if the kelv was a muad on its own, normally, but in this particular case, you were mashasid and it killed somebody or it damaged something, then it's chatzi nezek and it's pater, even though it's a muad on its own. Because this one, it attacked through shisui.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Isn't that saying a few more?
What? I don't understand
that at all. Even it was a mu'ah. No, no, no. You mean it was a
mu'ah
because it was shisoy four times? Three times?
Yeah, three
times. What about that case? Let's say it was a mu'ah on its own and then you get shisoy and it attacked something.
A mu'ah on its own.
Yeah, it gored.
He's not talking about that altogether. That's your case. He's not, you know, you're complicating the whole thing. He's not talking about that.
So what would you say the Ram would hold in that case?
What was it? How was your case?
Yeah, it was a mu'ah on its own, and then you're mishasid in a damage. You say nezek shalom in that case?
Sure. Let's say you had a shor that's a mu'ah. Somebody enraged it, and it was mazik not bederach mu'ah daso. That's your question.
What do you mean not bederach mu'ah daso?
Because the mu'ah, it's mu'adus, is for a certain condition. And now somebody comes along and causes the shor to be mazik shelo kederach mu'ah daso. So you potter, because mu'ah for this is not a mu'ah for that. So you potter.
I mean, the mu'ah wouldn't include the shisur.
There's a lot of gemaras on that. The mu'ah l'bahim and the mu'ah l'adam, mu'ah l'adam and mu'ah l'bahim, all these different things.
So you say shisur would be considered like a town for a shisur or whatever.
Yeah, but that's not what he's talking about. He's just talking the same thing, it's the exact same thing as Shara Staden. No difference. That an extraneous factor cannot render Muadis. That's his question, why should that be? It's very nice and clear. Because the Din Misa is a separate institution of Misa. It's not a natural thing, it's a separate, the Torah created a separate institution of Chiyuv Misa. Like Misa Sodom. But Halacha and Bezdin, there's a special reason why the Shor has to die, and he only has to die if it's really the Shor himself. But if it's not due to accompanying circumstances, there's no Chiyuv Misa. What does that do with Nezikin? Nezikin has to do with Shmira, and Shmira has to do with the fact that the animal's is a mood for Hezek. That's the kasha. So the Rav Magid tries to answer it, but we don't understand what his answer is. Right. In other words, that's the abaya. Do you go by the fact is that it wasn't me'atzmo? So do you require me'atzmo in order to be chayev? Or even if it's an acquired characteristic, you're also chayev. It's not me'atzmo. That would seem to be the Gemara Zabaya. Go ahead. The whole story of the time, the MS is that the fever happened. So what are the two questions? Two questions. First of all, what's the difference? What is this? What is this whole institution that he knows? What do you need that institution for? Right. And secondly, Stam Shvam Becheska Shimor. And you don't know, and you're still chayev from Exeris Hakasev. So why should this be different? Okay. All right, go ahead, Ryan. Okay, what is this factor? What kind? Where do you find such an element that he knows, the knowledge? And he knows that the dog is going to be Mishasa. Stam Shram B'cheska Shimor. And you don't know. And still suggests close to the Yechayev. So we're also Shbichayev. And that's the second question. It's even a more powerful question. But the first question is, well, why is it different than any other case of a short time? You don't say because he knows. It's the state of the animal. The other question was, no, he should have just kept it one abaya, a simple abaya. Does it have to be the animal me'atzmo or not? Okay, go ahead. Right, what's this whole idea of his idea? But he's going on that side of his abaya. That's just not my atma. Okay. Go ahead. Right, so he's going on that side of his original abaya. That is clear. That the whole concept of Kigach Shor is only where it's the shore itself. But where there's another cause involved, it's not in the parsha. It's not in the parsha shore. Okay. It's possible Mizbeach. It's so Mizbeach because he did a Ma'is and a Gicha, and that creates the Psoel, or the Psoel is because of the nature of the behemoth. Okay?
Now, if it was just the Psoel and then it's a Misa, then it wouldn't make sense to say that.
Right. If the Psoel was what?
Just the Psoel for Misa.
Right, it wouldn't make sense to say that. That's right.
What's the
buyer? Yeah.
If it's not a
mice in the
then what's the
Gemara's buyer? Where, with regard to Psalm Mizbeach?
Yeah.
The question is, what creates Psul Mizbeach? The fact that the behemah killed another behemah, and that's a posel, or the nature of the behemah? It's the nature of the behemah, so then it's not in the parsha.
It's not
in
the parsha,
but if you're going to say because of the mice of negicha, so then the mice of misa, so then what do you call it? So then it doesn't matter. Right. He did kill the Bema. He did kill the Mamus. That's right. Doesn't matter. That's the question. Is it the Tully and the Zekin? Is it Tully in the system of the Zekin? Or is it because it did that Misa?
That's the way the Gemara expressed it in the Chovetz Rav and Shmuel. Because Rav Amar Kosher is his own issue. Shmuel my Pasa right now to Barbera.
That's right. Exactly. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so far so good. I mean, that side is very clear. So it's not, there's no Thomas and Miladus, and there's no, because it's not Asmo Shoshor. You're not dealing with Asmo Shoshor. And the parish is only dealing with Asmo Shoshor. So that's very clear, right? The whole Torah is only speaking about Asmo Shoshor. So if Asmo Shoshor becomes a Mu'ud, that's where the Shem Mu'ud is Chal in the Behemah. If Asmo Shoshor is Mamus, so then the Behemah is Chayav Misa. It's all one concept, that the parsha is only talking about one thing, Atmo Shoshor. Okay? And the Gabi Psul Mizbeach is a separate question. Is it Atmo Shoshor, or is it because the Maisa was done? Everything is very nice. Okay, now, what's the Odoma? How do you explain that? This is odd. This is his idea. What? But what does he mean? He means it's a new tzad shava. And why is it totally be diaso? This is his main point here. It's a very abstract point, not easy to pull out, because the way it was going until now is very compelling, namely that the parsha is only speaking about the Atmo Shoshor, and Atmo Shoshor creates Thomas and Moadis, and Atmo Shoshor creates Chiv Misa. But over here, now he's saying the Oduma. What is the Oduma side? That the Das has something to do with it. Mazik Machudish.
Okay.
says the ain zeh kishor shvaram tam sheizik do ma'ase shor avav b'chol kiigach. If it's not b'chol kiigach, b'tor chavas avolocha kol li k'taras mazik shabahu mishum sheyadeh shemazik adeh shisui mishum zehu d'chol kan taras nizikin. So if it's not in the Torah, that means you know he's chayev. B'avik mo mazik b'tstarfus dover acher shechol gam al zeh Torah shmiru l'chol nizikin. How do you know that? Av b'lach v'achi ain kan taras nizikin klal. This is his main abstract idea. Avolikar dinikigach lo sheikhu af benazikin. The koshis we were they are gocha, ain't a bachal kiigach, the kra. They ain't nachshav nikicha shalashor atzma, they ain't in divya gemara, ni matsiyam alay anom ayavidna way. I mean, the problem with his answer is all very nice, but once you lay down the rule fast and hard, that it's only that the Torah is only speaking about where it's the shor atzmo. So how can you be mechayev then? And what's the odoma? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
It's making a new av in Ezekiel.
Right, without a pasuk.
Right.
That's the hot button in this piece. Yeah, so I think what it means is like this. And in Chiyuv Shmira, you see what it means is like this. It's a little hard to express it, but I think it's a very novel idea here, a very abstract idea. You really can learn something from this. What he's saying is like this. This is what I think he's saying. That mitzad the chefza shel shor, it's not in the parsha, because the parsha is only dealing with the shor atmo. But mitzad the chiyuve mazik, mitzad the gavra, it shouldn't be any different, because the gavra knows that it's a meshasa. So the chiyuvei shmirah should be chal on the gavra anyways, because in the framework of the gavra, it's the same as if it were the chefza in terms of chiyuvei shmirah. But the case in the Torah is only the chefza. But the question is, can you extrapolate from that case? Because there are chiyuvei mazik in the chefza, and over here, vis-a-vis the gavra, it's identical. So we should say, do we say, and you can extrapolate from that, and therefore this chiyuv shmura on the gavra chal just as if it were the chesa. Because in terms of, it doesn't make sense to distinguish in terms of chiyuv shmura. You follow? You see, the idea is in the gavra. So if you mitzaref the idea sa gavra with the behemoth, you have a situation of shmira and mazik which is equal to where it's in the chefza. This is the gavra of the bailam. So the question is, can we derive from the case in the Torah that there is this chayvus, because the main is chayvus is in terms of the gavra, and here vis-a-vis the gavra, you're setting up the exact same thing. Or do we say no? That you can't do that, because the limud, the case in the Torah, is only in the chefza, and the mechayev is in the chefza, and I don't care if vis-a-vis the gavra it's the identical responsibility of shmira. Or do I say no, that the responsibility of shmira primarily is vis-a-vis the gavra, and since he knows, so vis-a-vis the gavra, he has the exact same responsibility of shmira. And therefore, I could learn out a schaivus from the case of the chefza, because it's really the chefza vis-a-vis the gavra that's the... It's really the schaivus from the zikin is essentially in the gavra. But the nature of tamas and muadus would not be affected, because the nature of tamas and muadus has to do with the nature of the chefza of the animal. And the chi of misa also is in terms, strictly in terms of the animal. That's for sure. But the question is there chi of nezikin? That's the question. Because of the adias habaylam. The adias habaylam supplement and create the same kind of eschivus in terms of nezikin. That's an unbelievable idea.
So
an unbelievable idea.
Ready?
Yeah.
You see, basically he's trying to say that you don't have to, you could go out of the strict halachic categories. You could say you could, because of the idea of shmira. Right, even though it's, you don't have the chefza shel shor doing the hezek, but you could still be machayev.
That's right. Extrapolate from the other case that there's a chayvus and a zikin, because vis-a-vis the gavra, it's equal to the other case.
But it wouldn't be shor mazik. Like, it would come under Din Shor, like the Chiyuv Tashlumin, or that would be, it would come under like a new, it would be like a new thing that, and we learn from there, but it wouldn't be Shor, it wouldn't be Mamon or Mazik.
Well, it wouldn't be the Shor Me'atzmo, right. But it would be the same Chiyuv Shor. Same Chiyuv Shmira, the same Chiyuv Shor. But it wouldn't be the shor me'atzmo. So when you're talking about things that are me'atzmo shel shor, like when you're talking about tamalus, the nature of the shor, moshe mu'adus, that you can't really apply here. Because that's totally in the atzmo shel shor. But when you're talking about chiyuve shmira and ezikin, since his mentally he knows, his mental knowledge renders him to be a shomer vis-a-vis this act, just like where it's in the chefza of the shor itself. That's the question. It's a very, very beautiful idea. Really novel. Really, look, you really can learn from that.
It's very intuitive.
Very.
I'm saying, like, you could see, like, when it comes to hezek, you could, like, a person does, in terms of categories, it's not intuitive. When you have, but, like, when a person approaches a nezikin, there is a sense that should be true.
Correct.
So this seems because
that's what it always is.
Correct.
That's one.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
How are you, like, even if you're responsible, how are you starved to the hezek? Like, if it's not through the, if you don't say the shor, then a maisa negiha. So, it's not mamon amazik then. Like, what's the mitzvah between the gavra and the hezek? Even if he is responsible, maybe it's like a grumma. Like what's the tziruf if it's not through the shor itself? And like, his mamon.
It is mamon amazik.
You still say it's like the shore was mazik. Shore, you do say the shore was mazik. And that's his mamon was mazik.
Yeah, his mamon was mazik. Yeah. Why not? He knows it's a mazik. And it's not going to have anything to do with Thomas Amadis or Misa. But it's his shore and his idea. It's the ideational shore. That really creates the chiyuve shmira. That's what he's saying. The ideational shore.
What do you mean by that?
What?
What do you mean by that?
In other words, the ideational shor is the idea of the shor in his mind as a mazik that creates chiyuve hezek. That's why his yediyas mitzaref create an ideational shor. What?
The only thing you can have it is a real shore. The ideational shore isn't damaging
it. Yeah, but the ideational shore is what do you mean it's not damaging? It's the ideational shore in his mind that's Machayev and Shmira. And it is at Mamon. Machayev and Shmira is the ideational shore. Beautiful idea. Very abstract.
It's a chiddush, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can do that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's an unbelievable chiddush.
I mean, what are you saying you can learn from this?
I mean, you really learn the derech in Limud. I mean, it's an eye-opener. It's a real eye-opener.
Like Mamonoham, it is Mamonoham Mazik vis-a-vis the Gavra. But vis-a-vis the shore didn't do a mice in the Gifa. But it's like the shore insofar as it relates to the other.
No. You're getting it too mixed up now. Mamonoham Mazik, it's Mamonoham Mazik.
So, in what framework do we mean that it's not a mice in the gifa?
In the framework is in the din of me'atzmo shel shor. The din of me'atzmo shel shor thing is not a din whether you chayev and hezek or not. That's a whole system of tamos and moladus. But it doesn't mean that me'atzmo shel shor is din in mazik and in chiyuve nezikin.
You mean insofar as defining, reflecting back on the shore itself, it's not a mice in the gifa. Like it doesn't reflect back on the shore itself.
No, they're not putting it. No, you're not putting it right. You can't put it that way. He's not saying that. Otherwise, not going to be chayev. Atzmo shel shore has to do with characteristics of the shore. It's a separate parsha. So there you have Thomas and Moadus and Chiyuv and Misa. But that's not really the essence of his chayvus and hezikin. His chayvus and hezikin is because of the chi of shmira, which the bialim are chayiv in. And in terms of chi of shmira, this is the fact that he knows makes it equal to where it's from the shore itself. So it'll be chayiv. That's what he's saying.
The other side
is that you can't go more. The chayvus is because of the atzmo shel shor. Torah never created a chayvus because for the gavra there are the same exact conditions of chiyuvei shmira.
Right. It's like is the chiyuvei shmira the reason why it's set up the atzmo shel shor, or is the chiyuvei shmira really part of the halacha?
Right.
Very fundamental question.
Very fundamental. A real novel idea. Real eye opener. Both. What? No, I mean, you know, you can say these chayvus and shmiras on a certain cheftz of shel shor. Yes.
In the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Avaya,
yeah.
So the first slide it says, Amar lei ana amaya vidna lei.
That's right. So that's what he's saying. says that's exactly what the Gemara means, because it's not the Chefta Shel Shor.
You're not chayav through my Shor.
Right.
This is
that's right. That's why he says that that's what the Gemara means. He mentions that. Really creative idea. Ooh.
What's
your name? What's your name? That's what it means, because it's a dia is mitzuruf to the shore, and that's how it became a mazik. The idea surf.
And the shore is mitzuruf to his idea.
Right. The shore plus his idea creates the mazik of it. It creates the shore mazik. It's an ideational shore. The gavra, it's the same shore mazik.
Wasn't the premise of the question that you couldn't really create a new category of Hezek?
That's right, you can't. But you can extrapolate if the Chiyuv and Shmira are fundamentally because of the Gavra's, the Gavra vis-a-vis the Shore.
So is this a creation of a new category or not? I mean,
no. Well, that's the question. Those are the two sides.
If it's from the standpoint that a gavra
is not a new category, but if the Torah is only mechayev on a certain chefza as a mazik, then it is a new category.
I see.
That's the best way I can explain it. It's really a novel, unbelievable. I mean, very seldom you see a creative idea like this.
Going back to his first point,
yes,
which is that that the idea of Kiyigaf is teaching you an idea that it's not a Shara Mazak really. But he's saying it's not really the Negufa is only when it's Me'atzma.
What?
What he's saying is that his first idea is Kiyigaf is not just the Ptor and Misa, but it's telling you that it's not even the Negufa. It's not a negifa of the shor if it's a negifa acher.
Right.
So we just define what is Havmin Askana is there. Like what's like you know is Havmin was that what's the difference in terms of Mamanis? He says it shouldn't make a difference. Because Mamanis is still the negifa, but like, what's the new idea there that's not negifa?
Oh, you mean when it changed from the zero?
Yeah, like the very first point where I was answering his very first question.
How he answers the very first question?
Yeah.
Yes, because originally he says, "What's the difference? Why it becomes a mood? As long as it's mood lahazik."
Right.
But then he says, "No, because it's not the shore."
Right. So what's the idea? It's not the shore.
Not the shore. So you're not chayev. There's no chayev as of moment. No chafter shel shore. Once it's Yagichu Acherim, so it's not the Shor Me'atzmo.
I mean, that's the limud. The limud is that it's not, Shor isn't just like a mechanical thing, but if it's not Me'atzmo, that's not Shor.
That's right, exactly.
And you wouldn't have said that. You would have just said, look, the Shor did damage. But the limud is teaching you that if it's not Me'atzmo, that's not Shor.
That's right, exactly. You really got to think about it. You got to think about it a little bit. You can't go over it and really define it. You got it. I mean, you got to think into the intuitive aspects of the idea.
I Maybe I don't want any baya in the Gemara. It could have such a fundamental question, you know?
What's that?
Maybe I don't want just any baya in the Gemara. It could have such a fundamental question.
True. Fundamental. When you think about it, when you think it over, he's really right, because the Gemara does tie it to his Yediyah.
Right.
It's a strange, Gemara. One second.
Yeah, if there's no Yediyah, then there's no Gabra to be Machayev. Right?
There's no Giga?
No, if there's no Yediyah, then you can't say there's any responsibility on the Gabra, right?
There's nothing. Then all you have is the shore.
And no, you're sure, right.
Not as much as sure.
Right.
How'd you guys learn when you first went over? You have a problem with the you hit the problem? I mean, how did you get it from? Because that's the main problem.
We hit the problem, and then we didn't solve the problem.
Right. The problem is clear. But when you think about it, you know, it's really an amazing piece. Amazing piece. Eye-opener. You see his greatness as an abstract thinker. Want to finish you off? Beautiful. Sounds like writes beautifully. Okay. There's no din in the zikin of the shor atzma. That's just halach and misa. Then in the institution of Misa, which has nothing to do with the Nizigan. You just can't kill the Shor because it's not the Shor Atma. But in terms of Nizigan, it doesn't make any difference because as long as the Shor has the trait of a Muad,
right.
I don't think it's how would he learn the Gemara?
Right.
Who learns more as a buyer? Right? He doesn't take that up.
Meaning, for according to the Ravid, the Gicha by Nizakin is just a quality that you see in the animal.
That's right. As long as he's a Mu'ad, I don't care how he became Mu'ad.
Right.
But he's Chayav and Azikin.
Right. But in terms of the Chovas, the Chovas Misa of the shore, that has to be a Halacha and the Chafsa Shal Shor. So that would require Atzma.
That's right. It's very nice. I mean, that's like we start off to begin with. As far as the beautiful. I'm just curious about arriving on the Gemara of Shishui. What's the Abaya?
Right, the two questions come back.
Which two questions?
The question is that why do you have to say, because he knew about it.
Right.
What's it got to do with that?
Right.
Why isn't it an Abaya, I mean?
Right.
Let's think about that. I mean, he might not simply be concerned.
Maybe he learned like we learned.
Did we learn it? I forgot already.
Question is, do you say that that you have to, the guy has to be mitzuruf to the hezek? So therefore, if someone else is involved, you can't say...
Oh, right, that's right.
Or do you say, no, it's not that you're mature, but categorically, because it's you're the Baal,
that's right.
It's you.
You're right. That's very good. That's very good. He can learn that way. That's right. We learned it's Machlek. It's the whole question of the basics of Adam HaMazik.
Right.
What? Yeah, how do we say it fits? That.
So we just said because you're, as a Baal, you have to be cognizant of these things, I guess. I mean, we didn't really go into that Lashon. We haven't.
Lashon so much, no. And maybe the rabbi doesn't stress the Lashon. He stresses the Lashon. And he shows that by stressing the Lashon, you come up with a whole new idea. Could be the rabbi didn't learn that way. I mean, that's very hard to.
Didn't say dipatah just because if the other person was involved, even if you say it's not going to be dipatah because you will show no kavod, you don't have to worry that someone's going to come up and start doing things like serving mishasa.
Right.
But since you're aware of it, so now you don't have the patur just of that you did a good shmira.
Correct.
So if it's in the mamon, so the yidi is a necessary in order not to patur.
Right. If it's in the Mammon? No, we learned the question is, in Mammon HaMazik, does that have to be attributable to you?
Right. So one, if you say it's attributable to you, even if you have knowledge, it doesn't help.
So one side says that what? That he's potter because it's not attributable to him. The other side says that since he knew, I forgot how he's had the other.
You got really be chayav within just it's your mammon, so once it's your mammon, you're chayav.
Right.
But if you didn't know about it, the fact that you're chayav shishui, you did a bit shmira.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't stress lashon, that's right. We didn't say that lashon is a cause, it's just you need that in order to be chayav.
Right.
Otherwise, you have a tour.
It's very good. Maybe that's why you didn't go into it. Because that's less the brisket derech in general, you know what I mean? How the rabbi learned it is not a problem. Because the rabbi learns like this. That's very good. Okay, excellent. Kind of like a compliment for the whole thing. All right, very nice, very nice. But it was really beautiful. I couldn't skip this one. This is a beautiful one. All right, so what do you want to do tomorrow?
What's next?
you should, but for your own self, you should go over the first piece too, because it really is very. I don't have much to add to it. That's why I don't mind doing it, but I really don't have much to add to it.
What's the
first piece? The first piece in this game, Oh, I think Yotzben or Left Yotzben. It's very quick. I mean, it's very easy. But you should go through it because I think it really is important. Fundamental. You're in the word of a comma, I mean, it's very fundamental. If you want to do it, I don't mind doing it. I don't know if I have much to add. It's up to you. Think it over.